Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I've been this way since I was 12 years old. Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could, and I'm good, yeah. You probably thought that I was going to come out here and sing a slow song. Emotions got you going, that's why you know which way I'm going, yeah. Girl, I try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for a while, but you didn't wanna listen to me. Now you're texting me, how much you're missing me. Emotions, emotions. So how you feel? Tell me what's the deal, eh? Emotions, emotions. So what's the deal? Tell me how you feel. Is it really about the way you feel about me? Or is it something that you want about me? People come around me like they love me, but they don't, so I won't let them get it out me. Emotion, yeah. I'm a comedian, this is my one night stand. People talking about me like I ain't afraid to say what the fuck I need to say about the family. I ain't trying to get a fucking grade. I'm looking for another fucking A. But people treat me like a game that you play. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Emotions, emotions. That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal. Yeah. Emotions, emotions. That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal with it. Emotions, emotions. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Emotions, emotions. Why do you talk about me like you know me? Is it the whole truth that you're telling? Got the world thinking that you really showed me what I gotta do. Who showed you? Emotions telling you that I, the kind of guy that you can run it by. Emotions got you slipping up, cause I ain't made from that kind of cut. Jumping through the shit, jumped through the trenches, and I made it out with a few.
His uncle. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Max Image Man, 3342 Music Radio, and it's Hood Talk Radio Thursday Thoughts. So it's really like, what's on your mind? You know what I'm saying? We here talking shit like normal. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing, trying not to be too, you know, conspicuous with it. Let me turn this microphone down a little bit. Might sound better. But y'all know what to do, man. Call us 646-478-0944. That's the number. press 1 if you want to talk, okay? Just make sure these other microphones is down because we don't need no feedback. Or you can just log on to blogtalkradio.com and click live, then click music. You can listen. You know what I'm saying? Might want to make you join into the conversation. It should be straight. But yeah, we here. We here every Thursday night from 9 to 10 right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on Saturday nights at 10 for music and talk and all of that good shit. New artists, new music, classic music from, you know, San Cleveland, from 3342, and, you know, artists that we, you know, we deal with. If you got music or anything you want to put up, it doesn't matter what it is, R&B, hip-hop, jazz. If you're a guitarist or violinist, send it to emaxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com in MP3 form, if you don't mind. And we can get you into rotation. In the background, we over at Lab Works, CLE, and just doing a little production, pre-production, you know what I'm saying? Writing some new shit. So y'all get to hear it. In the beginning of the show, we had Emotions out of 3342 Music. That was The Image performing that song. So y'all going out there and get that shit because it's coming. If it ain't out there already, it's coming. So what's on your mind? Sometimes this music shit is always on my mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some trying to start this business shit. And it's just all kind of shit, man, you know. We passed that 2-minute mark. So, yes, you know, you're going to hear cuss words coming out of my mouth. That's pretty much all I have to say on that. But, like I said, if y'all want to join us, man, it's 646-478-0944. Tell us about, you know, what you happy about. Y'all know it's income tax time, so I know somebody happy. You know, baby mamas. I know y'all happy with that. I've got a lot of shit going on around the city, so it's weird that with all the motherfuckers that be telling me about the shit they doing, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, Carlin, shout your shit out on the show. They never do. So that's about all the griping I'm going to do on that shit. I really don't care because I'm here and it doesn't matter who it is. Just holler at us if you got something you want to talk about. 9 times out of 10, we know. Like the aliens and shit is out there. A lot of people want to try to act like they not. But we know they're there. So until then, y'all know what it is. We only got an hour. And so we're going to kick back and listen to some music, and we'll be back with some more shit talking. This is Concord, Kilroy, featuring the Image.
Varsity Music, Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome, the whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard.
but I made the news. Blessed with awards, black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Records, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it again?
Yeah, man, yeah, man. Shabwai Max, the radio here. Hey, man, check this shit out. I want to ask questions. Okay, it's cold as fuck outside, right? Ground slippery and shit. Snow everywhere, fucking wear ice and all of that. Why the fuck is people driving like they in a goddamn hurry? I mean, you know, when it's warm outside, all you hear is, you know, niggas done killed somebody over here. Niggas done killed somebody over there. But then it get cold outside. Put a little more bass in my voice here. It get cold outside. Hello, yeah. Sounds better. It get cold outside and motherfuckers start speeding and shit and be acting like they in such a fucking hurry that they don't want to, you know, slow the hell down. Like, what is you in such a hurry for? A nigga need to know. We got a lot of shit going on in our country, y'all. We got to really pay attention to what's going on or else we're going to be fucked out here, you know? Look at the trucker shortage up there in Canada. That's going on right now. Y'all don't think that's going to affect us? I mean, why the hell you think you might find one pack of bologna at the grocery store on the shelf? You ever ask yourself that? I don't think you do, because if you did, you would be like, well, damn. You know, what's this shit all about? Well, what it's all about is the same thing we're dealing with here in America. Now, whether you know it or not, a lot of the countries in the world follow United States. So when we try to do something, then they try it too, just like China. Now, this morning, I was able to catch a glimpse of a what they call connected, you know what I'm saying, by, you know, degrees or affiliations. You know what I mean? We're not going to get into it because it's some shit you got to look up for yourself. But they got secret societies out here, and they all connected around the globe. Trust me. A lot of the shit that you think, you know, ain't really what it is because, you know, these motherfuckers will shake hands in the way they shake hands. All right? Just if you're curious about it, look up what they call the hidden hand. You know, you can get some information on that. But 646-478-0944, that is the number for you to call in and holler at your boy. You dig? So, out here in Cleveland, it's cold. We got the All-Star games and shit going on. And the elite out here decided that the little bars and clubs that's open don't get to serve, you know, or make no money during the All-Star weekend out here. So the hotels and shit that's out here get to sell all the booze and liquor and food and shit that they want to 4 o'clock in the morning. But the regular restaurants, they can't. That's some, you know, crazy shit right there. You understand? That is crazy, but that's how it go. You know what I'm saying? If you got money and you like the nightlife and you want to get out and hang out for the sports events and all this and all that, that's your paradise. Because they don't think about people that's here. They think about the people that could come here. You know what I'm saying? Because the real is that most of the money that go downtown for entertainment is not from Cleveland. Although they get a lot of support from the people that's here, most of it comes from outside. That's why they built all the damn condos and shit downtown. Yeah, I know. Something else that's going on that a lot of people don't know about, because I damn sure didn't know till I watched the news and found out that they was arguing over the shit, and I live in the neighborhood. They're getting ready to put a jail in Slavic Village down here. Why? Why the fuck would you put a jail down here? I mean, it ain't shit down here. You got you got a whole lot of, you know, mom and pop shops down here. You know, the skis, you know, grew up in this neighborhood. They pretty much brought this neighborhood to what it is. And then other people and drugs and all of that shit came in and just, you know, they trying to keep it alive, but that's some sneaky shit going on that the city doing. And the people who developing it, it's like they lying. You know what I mean? They're acting like, well, we told everybody this, and the people they told, I mean, who? Because we get one of those little community circulars every week or once a month, maybe twice a month, something like that, talking about the projects and, you know, the thing that's going on around the neighborhood. And I read them sometimes because I just moved around here, so I want to know, you know, what kind of opportunities and what's open. I might be able to find me a little small business location, you understand? But it's like, y'all building a jail? So what the fuck would building a jail, you know? And of course, you building a jail, you got to have shit around it to make it work. And it ain't really nothing around here except the gas stations and the Arab stores. They must be planning on tearing down some more buildings, and where they could put it is people living there, and the other places, a church, is businesses down there. And I don't know where they would put a jail, especially when it's a lot of schools around here. Why would they put a jail down here? So I don't know. But that's, you know, a little bit of what's going on in our city. We really ain't getting no love when it comes to the snow. So, you know, they getting mad at us because people complaining about they still doing the same shit that they said they wasn't going to do a couple of weeks ago. So, hey, when you can't control the shit, you got to deal with it, because crying about it ain't going to change nothing. And one thing you got to realize, they going to do what the fuck they want to do anyway. So just keep your head up and don't be crying on me, pulling out no guns, getting mad at nobody. We got enough of that dumb shit going on. But right now, you're going to hear this promo from your boy Eastside. Be right back.
Hard time for me, fella, dog. Fake high, do you love or you hate her? I was real from the gator, I was real from the gator. How can you switch sides? How can you switch sides? Look my face, said you love it. I look in your face, said I love you too. Now your name buzzing, your fame coming. You done changed up like they all do. But fuck it, I love it. This fame is nothing, I came from nothing. I changed for nothing. But it's not just you, love. It was niggas I was close to. Like how the fuck can you change, nigga? Well, fuck, nigga, I made you. And this life so tragic.
Fake love, fake love, fake love. That's my boy. Eastside. Hey, we got sometimes, you know, we play music that we don't normally play. And I'm actually, if y'all can hear, I'm going through some settings on this damn mic. Because I like this little mixer, man. It's got some funk as shit in there. For real. I just like, you know, testing my sounds and seeing what's good and what's not. Because some of that shit is, you know, obsolete, or as they call it in the techie world. But to me, if it sound good, it sound good. If it done, it done. That's it. So, but like I was saying, what we do sometimes, we play songs on these odd days that, we don't normally play. So we give them a chance. You know what I mean? We give them a chance, but not really. You got to forgive me for that, because I'm kind of hard on these motherfuckers and their music. That shit don't sound good. I ain't playing it. I ain't saying my shit is the best. I'm just saying it's a standard out here. So... Don't y'all forget to visit us on Instagram. We got Hood Tunes Bars. We got the flat links right there. You know what I'm saying? It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. And it's a little different than this show. And we play a lot of music there. Put people in rotation. So if you want some information on that, hit me up at 3342music@gmail.com. And you know what I'm saying? I'll respond to you and shit, and we'll get you on and popping, get your details, and you know what to do, and you'll be in rotation. That's just the way it is. You know, it's not free, but you know what I'm saying, it does work, because we get a lot of followers on Instagram. So you know you only get them 30 seconds or so. I don't know how the live work. I haven't set that shit up yet, and really, you know, I don't really have no live content. It's nothing that I really want to, you know, be on the internet talking about, like, daily, you know, even weekly, like here. It's more of a radio show. You know what I'm saying? That's why I chose this platform. Because once I'm ready for the live stream, you know, whatever, and you know, you would know. But for right now, just listen to my little raspy voice. I'm just getting over asthmatic episodes number whatever. I'm born with this shit, so sometimes it leaves me winded, sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean? But in all cases, I still do my 1-2. I ain't tripping at all. Smoking a little bud actually helps. It relaxes your body and easier blood pressure and all of that good stuff. So if you want to join us, you can dial on in 646-478-0944. I don't mind at all. You know what I'm saying? Saying what I know. But it's just, I like to hear other people's voices too. It's not all about me. But until then, what we're going to do is continue, because we got some more shit to talk about. And we will talk about it. Yeah, you understand? I should put this nigga on blast. Hold up. We gonna put this nigga on blast. Let's see if he answer. That's if I even remember the number. That ain't the number. Let's see if we can't get him on the phone. Don't even know I'm calling. Oh, yeah, see? See how they do? that's all right. Motherfucker won't answer. He gonna call in 10 seconds before the show go off. And he's talking about, oh, man, I was caught up in this now. You know how I go, y'all. This is the funny part. Now, one thing I do a lot of, like, engineering the sound and providing a sound system for CD release parties and things of that nature. We do interviews with artists on Saturday nights here, 10 to 11:30, you know what I'm saying? Once we build the show up, you know what I'm saying, we'll be on a little longer. But then when the weather changes, I know a lot of people be trying to get out there in the street. That's why we leave this shit, you know what I'm saying, on digital platforms so you could just log in from whenever, wherever. You know what I'm saying? You got your shit connected to the dashboard. You can log in on your phone and listen to Bluetooth, but that's the way it goes. So what we going to do is just get back into some old music, man, until we are clear. All right, we got 30 minutes to go. This is another track from 3342 Music / Lab Work CLE is called Right. That's that shit right there, man. I'm actually trying to hear something. I know it. I'm silly. 646-478-0944. You can call us, press 1 if you want to say something, or you can listen that way. You can also listen by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, clicking on live, then clicking on music from the host homepage. You know what to do. So do that, do this. Join us sometimes. We hear every Thursday night from 9 to 10, just 1 hour for your ass to vent. Sooner or later, you're going to do it. Because right now, this only showed us, you know, opening the floor up for people to call in and be like, you know, I'm so tired of my baby daddy. This nigga don't do shit. He don't do nothing. So, the show open just for you. All right. It's income tax season, y'all. There's a whole lot of fucking platforms out there. It's a whole lot of people that want to do your taxes for you and this and that and the other. And that's good. You got options. You got choices. You understand? Even if you can't do them by yourself, if you know how to do them, you can always decide, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go to one of these tax preparers and let them take a few extra dollars out of my pocket to make sure. You dig? So just be careful, you know what I mean? If you know what you're doing, do it. If you don't, if you feel like you got questions or, you know, you could have got more somehow, that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be ready to make sure that they have your shit. Make sure they do it right. It's a reputable spot. Because, you know, like last year, still a lot of people waiting to get their shit back from last year. So y'all got to be freaking careful. In the background, you hearing a cover of Sade. All right. I just wanted to give y'all that little shit. Surprisingly, since it's been cold, crime done went down. But you having terrible accidents on the highway. I'm pretty sure y'all done heard about the snowplow driver that got fired for fucking up about 60 cars, you know, doing that damn snowplow shit so fast that, you know, he was throwing ice everywhere. Well, not only did that man get fired from that shit, the city got to pay all this money. Well, the DOT, they going to blame it somehow, some way. The city of Cleveland going to end up acting like we got to cover the whole state shit. I don't know why we do that out here. That's the dumbest shit in the world, but to me, that's just a way to hide the money. Oh, some people down in Milwaukee, Ohio got hurt, and there's a fund in Cleveland to help them out there in Milwaukee. But we got a whole bunch of homeless and hurt people right here. People need some help, and they look past that. It's not good for their reputation. We helped some Clevelanders out. Ooh. So that's pretty much what that shit is, man. We don't look out for our own out here. I think that's one of the cultural things about Clevelanders, man. And we're subconsciously taught, you know, based on just the way we live, man. So, but on that note, they're fixing up the flats. They are spending some of the infrastructure money, I guess, on these streets. You know, they'll do a piece of it and say, hey, and stand there in front of the news, put up one, you know, street light with a fancy-ass light cover and a nice little graphic pole and look, say, look what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody shaking hands and all that shit, but that's not important. What's important is what we do with all these empty ass fucking houses, you know, and I keep trying to remind y'all, see, we're a little late. I think the time is, you know, the moons and the seasons then caught up to you know, the true time, because these motherfucking pedophiles and shit, they wasn't really doing shit around the holidays like they normally do every year. Because somewhere between the end of November or the middle of November to the end of the year, the motherfuckers be all out there. You be catching them, be catching these damn pedophile cases. But suddenly it seemed like it's happening now. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck is going on. Oh man, what the hell is that shit right? Oh, I know what that is. That's the Truckload song. But yeah, shit, we gonna keep on moving. We gonna keep driving. And y'all know what it is, man. We got 23 minutes, but I'm still talking shit. Back to a little statement I was talking about earlier was, you know, about how people are connected all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I was watching this morning. You know, watching the people that's supposed to be enemies doing that thumb over the knuckle shit while they shaking hands. Those that know, they don't tell. Those that tell don't know. So, I mean, but what I do understand is that, you know, motherfuckers that be acting like they're enemies outside, you know, be sitting down and having dinner. Like, you know, the night when George, well, I ain't gonna say George Bush, but when 9/11 happened, the Bin Laden family and George Bush was there having fucking dinner, man. And when that shit happened, they hurried up and flew them out the country. A lot of people call that shit conspiracy, but that ain't no damn conspiracy. It fucking happened. You know what I mean? So, hey, you got to be on your shit right now. I know we out here just trying to survive, but you still got to know what you're trying to fight for and what you're surviving about, man. Because if you go to the grocery store right now, shit, them shelves empty. And if they ain't empty, they full of the same old shit. But what a lot of people ain't getting is canned goods. You know what I'm saying? We need y'all to think about, you know, the tuna fish and the sardines and shit like that. Because when it get tough, it's going to get tough, y'all. And I hate to be the one to bring it to you, but we always seem to think at the last minute it's going to work out. All right, so let's get our wheels about ourselves, man, and, you know, step up to the motherfucking podium. House State Troopers put a message out to everybody that like to ride around smoking weed. They count how many motherfuckers they done pulled over in a year. Not half, no fucking alcohol, but other shit. Weed, pills. Even though the weed really wasn't shit, but just to go through that fucking hassle, you know what I'm saying? We don't need that shit. Hell, I'm smoking weed right now, is you? I don't know nothing about it, but I hear Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Yeah, that's funny shit, ain't it? Excuse me, it's only funny if you know me, because I don't know about no damn sports. And I swear, if I could get a host to come up on this motherfucker for about 5 minutes, man, and talk about sports on a Thursday night, that shit would be it. You ain't gonna get paid. You could just do what you love. You know what I mean? You gotta be objective, though. I don't give a fuck about what team you love. You know what I'm saying? You get some motherfuckers that talk about sports, man. Y'all niggas can join us. 646-478-0944. Press 1 if you want to talk. You know, I ain't really chiming in to too many of my homies and nothing that, you know, love to hear they self and love to be on the air, which is beautiful. I was just looking for some of y'all. some of y'all. Some of y'all. It's a lot of jobs out there. And a lot of people don't want these jobs, but Amazon hiring again like a motherfucker, and they paying. From what I understand, they taking care of some insurance needs, and you're getting some benefits. Just do your fucking job. You ain't got to rob nobody. You ain't got to climb in the back of nobody's motherfucking car and rob them that way because they got the damn window down. What kind of shit is that? Shit. Be some bullet holes exiting my motherfucking shit. And they be like, how the hell did he get hit? Like, you ain't supposed to have no gun either. I'm like, well, the motherfucker was supposed to hit me? Shit. I don't know too many people ain't got no ticket. And those that do, they look at you like you the fucking enemy. So hell, fuck them too. Get you a motherfucking gat. See? Your neighbors will respect you better when they know you ain't to be fucked with. 15 minutes left to go on the show, man. We getting ready to play. It's what it do. This is your boy, E-Max the Image with Hustle, right here on Hood Talk Radio. Before we get out of here, let's get back to some music.
Thank you. wanna play games. Oh, I don't even get it. Why you wanna spit it out? You don't wanna share it. Baby, that ain't what's up. You don't wanna go that way. Tell me what you wanna do. I don't even care about you.
I've been this way since I was 12 years old. So don't even trip. 646-478-0944. Now, when my shit blow up, you know, even though my dashboard is unlimited, I welcome every last one of y'all. And as many as hit that one button, when they dial that number, I'll let you in to talk. We talk about you, your life, because that's what it's all about. It's not about me and just my perspective on things. It's about you. So all you got to do, check us out. You know what I'm saying? See what the platform is all about. You know what I'm saying? We different than what we always were. You know, I used to come out bashing the politicians, but I can't change that shit, man. I'm just one voice. You know what I'm saying? And it's really not my fight. I figured out how to live in this shit and stay within the boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to please the creator. You know what I mean? You got to plan your days out. You can't just go to work and come home and do nothing. You got your little 8 to 10 hours at work. You get yourself together. You wind down. You have dinner. And then maybe, you know, read a book or something for an hour. Me, I like to write music. I like to search the web. I'm always trying to learn something. A lot of the shit that I learn, I don't talk about no more because, you know, a lot of people can't, I suppose, everything ain't for everybody. It's not my choice to just decide what, you know, y'all gonna learn from me or get from me. You know what I'm saying? If we have those conversations, I'll share a little bit of insight that I've gathered over the years of living. I don't mind at all. But I open this platform up for my people. So if it's something that you want to say, you want to share, you want to talk about your business, you want to talk about how hard it is to learn how to play the piano, because it is. I still don't know. I just write. I write what comes through my fingertips. So it's not me that's doing it. But it all comes together. That's all I'm saying. So y'all can do the same thing, man. Hit us up. Let us know. Check in at 3342music@gmail.com. That simple. You know what I mean? Your comments and all that shit is greatly appreciated. Shout out to everybody that listened to the show online. You know, I think I like this setting right here because it kind of gave my voice that, ooh, you know, with a little bit of background. So we're going to leave it where it's at. No more messing around. So y'all be cool, man. We gonna take this shit out of here for real with some of my favorite music, man. It's always E-Max Image. Always, man. It's always. But y'all just do what you're supposed to do. Try to stay alive out here, you know. Think about other things to do, because shit, you know, motherfuckers sitting around, it's like people sitting around all winter long, man, plotting on, you know, how much trouble they're going to get in when it get warm outside. Some people, you know, we like to, you know, we like to talk about the barbecues and, you know, car parties and shit like that. Niggas don't be wanting to go and do no, you know, stupid shit. You know what I mean? Really. You go to work, you work hard, you get paid, you want to drink a cold beer when it's, you know, warm outside and this and that and the other, but you got the motherfuckers that just don't have no fucking life at all. And that's all they do. They just want to start shit. For me, I'm trying to be a good boy. You know what I'm saying? I got a song coming out called That Expressly. We're working on it as we speak over here. And that works. So we're going to let the piano cut take us out. This is another one that we're working on right now. So y'all enjoy this and enjoy Hood Talk Radio. Thank y'all for joining the show. I love you. I love you. Wait a minute. That's not the piano cut. That's not the one that we working on. So we gonna give y'all something else. Is that three? Yeah, we gonna go ahead and let y'all ride with Motherfucker by E-Max the Image. I holler back. Peace. Yeah.
Motherfuckers gonna hit me.